When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to your Buckeye Talk football headlines for the week of Tuesday, November 10th. Doug Lamarice from Cleveland.com. You know the deal. Listen to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week, wherever you listen to podcasts, post-game podcasts, especially flavorful. So catch that after Saturday's game. Try Cleveland.com/OSU. We got stories there for your eyeballs. And of course, the texts, give them a shot. Our numbers keep going up there. 614-350-3315. You send a text to that, you get a link back to sign up. You try it for 14 days. If you like it, you pay $3.99 a month and you stick around. If not, you bid us farewell. But try us out, see what you think. For now, our Cleveland.com Ohio State football headlines for November 10th. Ohio State football will visit Maryland on Saturday. Doug Lamarice from Cleveland.com. The Buckeyes will play Maryland at 3:30 p.m. in Byrd Stadium. Ohio State opened as a 27-point favorite. That line now down to 25. Maryland coming off a huge upset win over Penn State. Ohio State obviously 3-0. Ohio State in this series since Maryland joined the Big Ten, 5 of the 6 games have been blowouts. Ohio State has won by 28, 21, 59, 48, and 59 again. However, the last time Ohio State visited Byrd Stadium in 2018, it was a 1-point game. And Maryland went for 2 at the end, try to win it and fell just short. That 52-51 game is something that certainly Maryland fans will remember, and Ohio State fans will remember this week as well. So that's what happened last time Ohio State went to Maryland. The Buckeyes are going back with a defense that maybe has some issues, but probably shouldn't give up 50 like last time against Maryland. We'll see what happens. Cleveland.com will be there for all your coverage. Make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk for everything you need about the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields making his Heisman case 3 games into the season. So far this year, Fields has completed 72 of 83 passes. That is an 87% completion rate. His quarterback rating is the third highest in the country, and the 2 players ahead of him have only played 1 game. Fields has 11 touchdowns and no interceptions. He has 908 passing yards. He's averaging 303 passing yards per game. And the guy's done almost everything right. So Ohio State, when you think about what they do well, you think about Justin Fields. Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback, has been out the last 2 weeks after a positive COVID-19 diagnosis. He is ready to return. But for now, Justin Fields in the thick of that race and maybe leading that race in some circles right now. Mac Jones from Alabama, certainly in that mix, but Justin Fields playing at a level, playing as well as anybody in the country. He'll try to continue that on Saturday against Maryland. I'm Doug Lamarice for Cleveland.com. Ohio State football 3-0 with wins over Nebraska, Penn State, and Rutgers to open this 2020 football season. Coming off that last win over Rutgers, Tough Borland, the linebacker, named not only the defensive player of the game for Ohio State, but also named the special teams player of the game. He had 5 tackles. He had the only sack of the game for Ohio State. He also had a couple important blocks in special teams play, including on a 38-yard fake punt where Steel Chambers took the snap and ran it for a big first down. Borland had the critical block to spring him there. And offensively, co-offensive players of the game against Rutgers for Ohio State, Justin Fields, the quarterback, no surprise, 24 of 28 for 315 yards and 5 touchdown passes, then ran for another. And then right tackle Nicholas Petit-Frere, off to a great start in his first season as a starter, had 6 knockdowns in protection among his 70 plays. Those were the players of the game for the Buckeyes last week. They will now visit Maryland on Saturday. For all your Ohio State coverage, make sure you are reading Cleveland.com/OSU and listening to our Buckeye Talk podcast 5 days a week. Ohio State remains Ohio State, but otherwise the Big Ten East Division turned upside down so far this college football season. This is Doug Lamarice of Cleveland.com. The Buckeyes leading the Big Ten East at 3-0. They are tied with Indiana, also at 3-0. Then you have Maryland alone in third place at 2-1. You have a three-way tie for fourth between Rutgers, Michigan State, Michigan at 1-2, and Penn State with a surprising 0-3 start. Since the Big Ten went to East and West divisions in 2014, these are the number of Big Ten wins for each of the seven teams in the East. Again, only conference wins. Ohio State 48, Michigan 35, Penn State 34, Michigan State 31, Indiana 16, Maryland 14, Rutgers 7. So that's what we're talking about here. Indiana, which has only 16 Big Ten wins between 2014 and 2019, they are tied for first place with Ohio State. Penn State, who between 2014 and 2019 had 34 Big Ten wins, third in the division, they're in last place at 0-3. And when Maryland beat Penn State last Saturday, Maryland had been 1-33-1 in the previous 35 games against Penn State, and then Maryland knocked off the Nittany Lions. So that's what Maryland is bringing into its game against Ohio State on Saturday. But this division has been turned upside down. Since we went to the Big Ten East in 2014, the three programs, Michigan, Penn State, and Michigan State, they were in that second tier. Ohio State's in the first tier by itself. The second tier is Michigan, Penn State, Michigan State. Then the bottom tier is Indiana, Maryland, Rutgers. Tier two had been 49-5 against tier three between 2014 and 2019. This year, tier two is 0-4 against tier three. That's Maryland beating Penn State. That's Rutgers beating Michigan State. And that's Indiana beating Michigan and Penn State. Other than Ohio State, this division currently turned upside down. For coverage like that about Ohio State and the Big Ten, make sure you are reading cleveland.com/OSU and listening to Buckeye Talk wherever you find podcasts. A familiar name ready to test the Ohio State pass defense this week, Taulia Tagovailoa, the younger brother of former Alabama star quarterback and now Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, is the starting quarterback for the Maryland Terrapins. He's an Alabama transfer, and he has been lighting it up the last couple games against Penn State in a big win on Saturday. He was 18 of 26 for 282 yards and three touchdowns. The week before, in a comeback win over Minnesota, 26 of 35, 394 yards, three touchdowns and one interception. He's been playing great, and often in the Big Ten, if you have a struggling secondary, you might not find out about it because there might not be a Big Ten quarterback who can test you. Some Ohio State fans are a little nervous about this Ohio State secondary against Tagovailoa this week. So Sean Wade, Seven Banks, Marcus Williamson, and at safety, Marcus Hooker. This will be a bit of a test. Maryland can throw it. We'll find out more about it on Saturday. For all your Ohio State football coverage, make sure you read cleveland.com/OSU and you listen to the Buckeye Talk podcast. I'm Doug LaMaurice from cleveland.com.